This is a work titled Sunrise, the Sunrise Mass, and the image of a sunrise is very appropriate for what we're about to learn. The rise in sunrise is reflected in the concert program's title, Rise Up, but also because, for example, one of the composers we'll meet is in the dawning phase of what promises to be a brilliant career. Another of the composers is the one who wrote this piece, and he is in ascendancy in the musical world. He is able to create something composers in a tradition that is centuries old have done, but with his own fresh vision.
I always wanted this set, a mass. It was something I wanted to do for a while, and then this commission came up in 2007, I think. And so I finished it in 2008, and I wanted to start the mass very nebulous, like in kind of floating in space kind of feeling. And then as the mass goes on, it becomes more and more tangible, more and more romantic, and eventually more dramatic, and in the end, peaceful, kind of earth-like. But I wanted this kind of journey from heaven to earth, so to speak, and to really feel that the mass is a kind of a journey that takes you somewhere from where you were when you started.
And the third composer we'll meet is a mature, established, and flourishing artist whose vision shapes the entire season of choral music at Lehigh University in Bethlehem. Stephen Sametz is Ronald J. Ulrich Professor of Music there and founding director of Lehigh Choral Arts. We had a chance to speak by phone with Dr. Sametz about the concert program Rise Up, to be presented November 4th and 5th at the Zoner Arts Center on the Lehigh campus, featuring works by three contemporary composers.
It's wonderful to be able to have three living composers present works with almost 250 people on stage in the wonderful setting of the Zoner Arts Center at Baker Hall, a true home for creativity. And we'll be featuring the world premiere of Rena Ismail's I Rise, which is a work that is being written for the 10th anniversary of Dolce, our women's ensemble, and commemorates the 45th year of women at Lehigh. Of course, we are much improved for being a co-ed institution. And this is something she's written, a new 20-minute cantata for the women of Lehigh Choral Arts, and it will feature at times the women's group Dolce, but also all of the almost 130 women who sing at Lehigh of all ages, all generations. And this is a setting that includes texts of Maya Angelou and of Emily Dickinson and other major poets coming together in a statement about the strength of women at a time when, you know, women are rising. So it's very, very, very appropriate. And complementing this, there will be two rather intimate works of mine presented for the guys. We don't want to ignore the men who sing for Lehigh Choral Arts. One of them is called Doth Love Exist, to a text of Dakota Trout. It's a beautiful love poem setting and rather extended. It's a quite virtuosic for men's choir. And I've newly orchestrated this for orchestra, so it'll be men in orchestra. And I just decided recently we would add a small chamber piece of a concert for just tenor and baritone duet. This will be Brett Pardue, who is new to the Lehigh Voice faculty. He's a wonderful tenor, a Verdi tenor, and Mark Hightower, a bass baritone from Philadelphia. So they will be coming to do this newly orchestrated version of a Walt Whitman text, We Two Boys Together Clinging. And then on the second half, we are presenting the area premiere of Ola Yelo's Sunrise Mass, a work that is cinemagraphic. It's like Ola writes film-like music for choir. There's a kind of film score feeling to it. And it's a major work. It's 35 minutes. But it takes the Latin Mass and splits it into four movements, which are given titles like Sunrise and The Spheres and... his idea is to bring celestial down to the individual. Often we see in choral music that it's kind of an individual prayer to a divine, up to the divine. This is actually the reverse. Yelo is kind of bringing the divine into the human spirit. And it's a beautifully wrought piece and very accessible. And we're also delighted that Ola will be coming to work with us on the piece when he's in town. And Raina Esmail will also be here working with our singers. And, of course, I'm working with our singers. So we have three living composers, living, breathing composers, working with our singers on their own music.
Stephen, tell us a little bit about Raina and where she's based and a little bit about how she's come to this moment and has given you this wonderful cantata.
Raina Esmail is she's Indian-American. She is based in Los Angeles. She's a graduate of Yale. And we did quite a national search when we decided that we wanted to do a commission for Dolce's 10th anniversary and for all our women. So we looked at quite a few composers. We were certainly trying to focus on a woman composer for this woman's commemoration. And I learned of Raina's music through some colleagues. And I also know her teacher, Erin Kernis, from Yale. And this was an opportunity to really support a young composer who I think is making her name now. And we will, I think this is one of those things of we knew her when. We got her early. I think Raina's a real rising star. She's incredibly bright. And we are delighted she's going to be in residence for a week here at Lehigh to work on the piece and give workshops and work with our young composers and share her knowledge. So it is getting to, you know, be face-to-face with a composer. You know, when we do Brahms, we wish we could be face-to-face with a composer, but it's not quite possible. And so when you can really, you know, ask the composer specifically what she or he had in mind when they were writing, it's a great luxury. It's like touching history. So we're thrilled that Raina is going to be with us for an entire week up to the performance and at the performance.
And that is a perfect entree for me to ask, well, you're a living, breathing composer. You're on the program. Let's talk about text. Stephen, you're always so sensitive to text, and you're open and you're reading so much, I'm sure. On your nightstand, you probably have a tower of poems and texts. But tell us about Doth Love Exist?
Well, those poems aren't on my nightstand. They're in my piano bench, actually. I collect them. And I have an old-fashioned piano bench. I put all these texts in it. So I kind of hatch them over time. And I chose Doth Love Exist because it speaks so personally to me. It was written by someone very close to me. And it was very kind of intimate celebration of how a relationship matures. It asks, you know, kind of the question of how fragile love can be and that it needs to be nurtured. And it's actually asking the question, and then the text is I rise too, that the two people rise together. And that's one reason why I wanted to pair it with the rise up kind of idea, which is what we're calling the concert Rise Up. And in terms of the Whitman text, this is from the Calamus Cluster, which is a very famous part of Leaves of Grass. And it's about this kind of intertwining love that Whitman found, his kind of intimacy. And it's set also very intimately. It's just four strings and harp and minimal percussion with the tenor bass. And I think it also speaks to, you know, an increasing awareness of the different kinds of love that are all around in our lives.
And Ola Yelo is a name we're beginning to hear. He's from Norway, yes, but he made his way to the States?
Yes, he has been here. He's a New York-based composer. He is originally from Norway, and he's a Juilliard graduate and has been here since his graduate days. And definitely he is making his mark in the world. He's a wonderful jazz pianist, and frequently he will go out and improvise pianistically on top of his choral pieces. It's kind of a very spontaneous and new element that he'll add on the spot to what is a published piece. So he's very much in the process of living music and the kind of spirit of improvisation that jazz people often have. But that is not to say that he's not getting well-known in the classical field, and he's certainly up and coming. He's done commissions for American Choral Directors Association, and his works are very accessible. I think so in a way that Eric Whitaker's pieces were done maybe 10 or 20 years ago, Ola is probably the next rising person in terms of people kind of hitching their wagon to this particular star, and we're delighted that he's going to be here. He's also working with the local Magnet High School while he's here, so he's spreading his wisdom around the Lehigh Valley. And in fact, I'm saying we're doing an area premiere This work is going to be done twice more in the spring. It's getting quite a lot of play, but I don't think it will be quite the way we're presenting it. We're going to have kind of lights that the entire Baker Hall will be an ambient light for different kinds of moods that he sets in his various movements. So it's bringing a kind of sense around feel to the whole piece, that if you're in Sunrise, you feel kind of like you're in the Grand Canyon at sunrise, or if you're in the Spheres, you're in kind of a starry night. So we're setting this up so that the audience really can enter into the feel of the piece and have the whole experience of Sunrise Mass.
Is there a kind of overarching theme for the entire year in terms of your programming?
There is, actually, especially in terms of our first and last concerts this year. I think this idea about the human spirit rising up through choral music is very important to me in how we create community through singing. And we will be doing that, of course, in this concert and the creation of new music and everybody being part of the creative process. And I think the overarching idea is going to be seen in our May concert, where we will be collaborating with Joyful Noise, which is a special needs choir. And I think it's extraordinary if any of your listeners have heard Joyful Noise. This is a choir based in New Jersey. This is 40 people who are anywhere from mild to severely on the autism scale. And it isn't quite about what we think in terms of music making sometimes on a professional level about, you know, are all the T's in the right place? Are all the consonants matching? This is about people that sing for the spirit of it. And I have been very moved at performances of Joyful Noise, and they have done workshops now at Harvard and at Yale, and they've been featured at national conventions, and we're thrilled that they're going to come here. And I think the outreach to the special needs community will be extraordinary when we are doing this in May, and we're doing a series of symposia leading up to this concert on how the spirit works and music in the brain. I mean, this is a population that sometimes is not expected to be able to actually, you know, perform a concert that's an hour or two in length. That it might be considered too much, but I've worked with and I've written for Joyful Noise, and their concentration is intense and great through music. And I think it is really, again, it's the power of music to transform. And what happens, though, I think, with Joyful Noise is we are transformed by performing with Joyful Noise, that they bring so much vitality and so much depth of spirit to what happens in the room that I have seen 500 seasoned choral directors attend concerts of Joyful Noise, and they are leaving weeping because it is just quite moving in a great way, in a great and happy way. So, yeah, I think the overarching theme of the year is about how our spirits are transformed through choral music.
Composer Stephen Sametz, Ronald J. Ulrich Professor of Music and Founding Director of Lehigh Choral Arts, speaking with us before this weekend's concert program titled Rise Up at the Zollner Art Center in Baker Hall, Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th at 8 o'clock each night. The works include, as we heard, the world premiere of Rina Esmail's I Rise, Women in Song, commissioned for the women of Lehigh Choral Arts to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Dolce, the Lehigh Women's Ensemble, and the 45th year of women at Lehigh. The over 200 singers of Lehigh University's Choral Arts, under the direction of Dr. Stephen Sametz, will also perform the cinematically luminous Sunrise Mass of Ola Yelo. And the program will include Doth Love Exist by Stephen Sametz, newly orchestrated for men's chorus and orchestra, and a duet for tenor and baritone. For more information, Zoellner, ZollnerArtsCenter.org, ZollnerArtsCenter.org. Lehigh University Choral Arts, celebrating the 10th anniversary of Dolce, the Lehigh Women's Ensemble, with the world premiere of a piece titled I Rise, Women in Song by Reina Esmail, also a piece by Ola Yelo, Sunrise Mass, and two pieces by Stephen Sammets. Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th at 8 o'clock each night in Baker Hall at the Zollner Arts Center on the Lehigh University campus in Bethlehem. For more information on the web, ZollnerArtsCenter.org, ZollnerArtsCenter.org.